Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're here with us always and having your good breakfast cup of tea, cup of coffee, hot cocoa. It is a good morning to have a hot beverage. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let me explain to you the best hot chocolate that I made in the whole wide world last night. Oh, my cheese and crackers. So I make good everything. I'm just going to pat myself on the back.
There okay. you go. There you go, girl.
But my whole family, we did a waffle bar last night, and which that consists of having the different shapes and sizes of waffles makers, the irons, and having the batter ready. And then you got all the little toppings, the fruit toppings, the powdered sugar. We have, of course, because we're part New Englander, we have a maple syrup, the real thing.
The real.
That's right. The real stuff. And then, of course, Hershey's chocolate syrup, and then the Hershey's strawberry, and then the whipped cream, and the, you know, everything. And And then I said, you know what? I'm going to make hot cocoa and put it in the crock pot. And it was stupendous.
Oh, I am so glad to hear that. It's wonderful. Christmas time, holiday season's all about family.
Yes. So. How was your Thanksgiving?
Our Thanksgiving was great. We had a wonderful time. Got to see all the grandchildren we just had a wonderful time. It was great.
I love that.
And it was wonderful weather. It was great Chamber of Commerce weather, which we're going to be getting to because this Arctic blast that showed up this week, you know, it was the coldest December, first week of December in almost 50 years across the country.
I believe it.
Yeah. And Farmer's Almanac was right. They said that we were going to get a cold blast and Florida and the Southeast was going to be colder than normal for the first week of December. So that's just incredible. Up in Newberry, our listeners up there were in the 30s, some 20s for the cold temperatures.
Ours was, we hit like 34 where I'm at up there in Sereno area. We had ice. We almost had to, we literally had to like not fully scrape, but
you could scrape something off.
Exactly, in the ground.
Oh my goodness. It was 30s here in Central Florida and even 50s in Miami. So we got to see cold weather all through. And that's always nice to start the holiday season. I always like shopping for Christmas when the temperatures are cold.
And that's great, except for within 72 hours, I ran out of clothes. I mean, I know you supposedly can wear your jeans over and over so many times, but no, for me personally, I can't do that. And my jacket, I think, now has a hole in it because I've worn it three times.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy. Okay, so the question everybody is asking for was Gerald invited to dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, or did he stay outside?
No, it should have been, was he invited as dinner? Or to hang out for dinner.
So tell me, I'm on pins and needles here. Did Gerald make it?
He ended up making it. Yes. Him and his crew, his mafia, as they call it, Tony Soprano. Yeah, him and his two bodyguards, like bouncers. So yes, they made it. All the turkeys made it, even the bourbon reds.
So the petition worked to save Gerald.
It really did. And it's so funny, you know. It's like on the morning show, they reached out to DeSantis, and DeSantis's office just said, you know, look, you know, we don't pardon turkeys in the state of Florida, you know. But then personally, somebody, not the governor, but somebody who's, you know, friends with the morning host said, but I personally sure hope that Gerald makes it. So I kind of took that as an unofficial pardon. So, yes.
That is wonderful. Well, the weather this coming up week is it's going to be cold through the weekend. Tomorrow, we still have the cold snap happening. Then it's going to warm up to above average temperatures, 70s and 80s. For the upcoming week. And then Wednesday, we got another cold front coming through.
Please stop.
So Wednesday and Thursday, even down in South Florida, it's going to be in the 50s, 40s and 50s again throughout Florida. So I don't mind, but it's my allergies are all acting up today.
Yes.
And
and that's another thing that I wish that people understood. I've had to explain this to a few people that I know. Okay, you get the sniffles right now. You're not getting sick. And I get, yes, people do get sick from the cold, hot, cold. I understand that. But majority, in my personal opinion, not as a doctor, is that everything dries out so fast.
It does.
And it doesn't create the pollen per se as green and yellow that you can see, but there's still stuff producing here it and is. It gets worse.
There's still about 4 to 5% pollen out there. And so it just is something, but it does dry out. So I'm having allergy issues this morning. But we are taking phone calls this morning because I want to talk to everybody. We haven't been here for a while.
We need to know how your Thanksgiving went.
We need to hear from everyone. And so if you have phone gardening questions, you can call us up 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680 and let us know how you handled the freezes. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning, what to do in the month of December. But we had a little bit of a conversation this week on Good Morning Orlando.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so we're going to be talking about that and resolving that issue. And we have my top five coming up, too. And that will be this hour. And then in the next hour, we have Annalise Valdez coming up. And she is fabulous with the wonderful All-American garden tool, which is the Cobra Head. And she's going to tell us a little bit about the gardening tools that our company has. That's in the next hour. Really great Christmas present. If you have a serious gardener, you need serious garden tools that are quality, and we're going to be talking about that too. And then again, what to do in the month of December, what should you be doing? So if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
To kids from 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, stay safe on the water, boaters old and new.
Whether you're a seasoned boater or just getting your sea legs, life jackets save lives. Choose from vests or easy-to-wear inflatables. No matter what life jacket you wear, you'll be able to enjoy the holidays on the beautiful Florida waters. Happy holidays from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
Seat belts are your first line of defense on the road, but they only save lives when worn, and worn correctly. In Florida, it's the law. All drivers, all front seat passengers, and all passengers under 18 must fasten their seat belts. So, during those long holiday trips, everyone in the vehicle must remain safely buckled at all times. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. For more tips, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And winter came early. We had delightful sunny weather for Thanksgiving. But December 1st, which is considered the start of the meteorological winter time, astronomical winter time starts on December 21st. And usually our first freeze is December 18th. So we beat that by almost 3 weeks. And so we had, again, the coldest first week in December in almost 50 years. So snow and everything, which didn't delay a lot of, travel time. But it was fun to have cold weather.
It really is. I actually do like the colder weather. I like it crisp. I'm a cabin fever person, even though we can get out. It's like the hurricane, rain.
Gotta get outside, yeah.
Yeah, like I can maybe push 2 days, but day three, I'm looking for like a step to jump off of.
And that's the nice thing about winter in Florida. Yeah. It will be cold for 3 days usually, mm-hmm. and then it warms right back up again, or the sun comes out.
Correct.
So there's a difference between our winter time when the sun shines all winter long,
yeah.
and up north where we don't see the sun, for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, plus I don't have like outdoor clothes that are for warm, so I'm out there in my tank tops and my gym shorts,
yeah.
messing with the turkeys and stuff, and it's like, it's like 30 degrees the other day, and I'm just like, well, I just gotta suck it up and deal with it.
How do the turkeys, I know turkeys here, we have native turkeys, mm-hmm. That are out in the wild. Wild turkeys, but how do the turkeys take the cold weather?
Do you want to know how Lizzie mentally feels about this?
Yes.
Or do you think
yes.
you should want to hear what Shrek, my husband, has to say about it? Because Lizzie has gone overboard with buying every type of Broder heater and strapping it to every spot that they like to lay near because they don't want to stay in their coop. But yeah, no, they tolerate it pretty well.
Yeah, and I guess that if they had to with Mother Nature, they would find a way to.
And that's
to
what
burrow
Shrek,
in. And
that's what Shrek says. But I mean, let me tell you what, I own probably about 15
brooders. You're a mama turkey with your brood.
I guess so.
Okay, so North Florida, the average temperatures for December, highs in 65, mid 60s, lows in the low 40s, and usually we average about 2.75 inches, 2¾ inches of rain in North Florida. I think we're going to have a little bit colder than that, even though we're supposed to be having a La Nina winter. Central Florida, mid to low 70s, then lows in the 50s, average temperatures, 2.5 inches of rain. South Florida, you've got beautiful Chamber of Commerce weather. Usually the highs are mid to high 70s, and then lows are in the 60s. But I will tell you, Key West, Miami, you guys saw 40-degree temperatures this week, and you'll probably see them again next week, highs in the high 40s, low 50s. So I think it's beautiful weather. It's fun to get out and garden and change your garden annuals out. So this is the time of the year that you can be growing those northern annuals like candy tuff and carnations and chrysanthemums, cornflowers, delphiniums, and a Dusty Miller foxglove and geraniums, gloxinias, hollyhocks, Iceland poppies, Johnny jump-ups and pansies, lobelia. I love lobelia. And it has such a deep royal purple flower. And this is the time of the year to plant them. They'll last through about March. Winter annuals last till about the end of March, first part of April. And so you get a nice, beautiful, flowering, beautiful, colorful garden for the wintertime. Ornamental cabbage and kale can be put out right now. And petunias, salvias, and then snapdragons. I love snapdragons. Did your mother ever open up the snapdragon, pinch the back of it where the jaws of the snapdragon flower open up?
No, I didn't live in a house of horror, but...
My mother was a kind of storyteller, but the snapdragon, she would pinch the back and go, look at the dragon, and its mouth would open up. So it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Now I know what to chase the grand brats with. Thank you. I appreciate that. I am a house of horror. So.
And then stock. Stock is one of my favorite northern annuals that can be grown here in Florida, and it is just incredible. Then we have verbena violas. So baby's breath. I forgot baby's breath. So just lots of beautiful annuals to grow out there. Let's go to Walter on the Space Coast. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
Well, I'm chilly.
Yes, you are.
I'm sitting in front of the space heater, but warming my feet and my puppies. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, give you an update. Remember I told you about my friend's avocado that blew over?
Yes, yes. How is it?
Well, he straightened it back up after he cut everything off of it because he couldn't. It was too heavy to straighten up. And I had him replant all of the roots because it came out by the roots. And had him replant all of those roots and fertilize it. And I gave him a graft from a wonderful Florida avocado. And he gave the graft to his daughter to leave in some water.
Uh-huh.
But just the other day I was over there, and there's new growth coming off of that stump that he cut.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely amazing.
Wonderful. Well, I hope it does well. Yeah, I think he'll be just fine. I hope the new growth doesn't get damaged in any kind of freezes. But hopefully, again, we're not going to have too many more freezes for this La Nina winter that they're telling us we're having. I'm glad to see that Mother Nature survives.
I just wanted to ask you, do you think we ought to wrap it or put a tarp over it?
If we do have any more freezes in your area, yeah, if it gets down below 45, I would put frost blanket on it and keep it warm. That's all you need to do with it. Just keep it warm.
I'm just amazed that it has new growth coming out of it because I thought it was shot. He was going to use it for firewood.
You know, trees try to survive, and it's really due to us that sometimes they don't make it. But, it should survive and do just fine. And you're on the coast there, so I'm not too worried about it. But don't fertilize it anymore. Don't encourage the growth. Let it get established. And then next springtime, you can go ahead and fertilize it.
Thank you so much for your time, and have a blessed Christmas. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you for staying in touch and updating us. We love hearing from them.
That is really good, definitely.
Yeah, I'm very pleased. We've had a lot of great, contact with our listeners on social media and Facebook, and we love hearing from them. And we'd just like to say welcome to all our new listeners, because we have listeners all over, Lizzie, in Texas. We want to give a big shout out to Dallas and Houston.
I think last year we also had somebody call in from Alaska,
yes,
too. And we were you were able to direct them on how to take care of their plants. And I'm like, yes, she does know everything.
Hopefully that's true. We can test that out. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. What should you be doing this time of the year? Well, again, you want to walk your yards on a regular basis. Make sure that you can catch something, whether it's an insect issue, a disease issue, or even just broken branches or something's attacking your tree. And I have to, I'll tell another story in the next segment. I thought it was a case of somebody just being really abusive to their landscape, but it wasn't. So walk your yards on a regular basis. If you think your plants need water, it's only supposed to be watering one time a week, and 1 inch of water a week right now is just fine. But check the soil. You can stick your finger, literally, have a great rainfall and irrigation monitor by sticking your finger in the ground down to the second knuckle. And if the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water. Okay? And so we hurt our plants more by overwatering. And I had a great email this week from someone who sent in their camellia pictures, and their camellia leaves, the whole shrub was just dying. Oh. And it was curled. And it was because we had such excessive rainfall from Milton. And in September, we had a lot of rainfall that the plant was just saturated and it was rotting. And so you don't need to do that. Also, if temperatures average 70 degrees, again, that's all you need to do is water that 1 inch of water every 10 to 14 days. It doesn't need to be every week. And even your turf doesn't need to be watered that much. This is the time of the year that if you have been overwatering, that you can push those roots down deeper and just don't water as often. Now, you're going to see a little bit of wilt because the plant's used to getting water more often, but it will push the roots down deeper and eventually recover. So that's a good thing. But with the rainfall that we had, with the water, the flooding, you may see brown or large patch affecting your St. Augustine and Zoysia lawns. So you want to allow that area to dry out. And then go ahead and use a fungicide to prevent any more fungus. And that will prevent it. It won't cure it. Ryegrass. People have been asking all fall, when can we plant ryegrass? You can plant ryegrass right now. It'll come up. And we still have leaves falling. Go ahead and take them off the grass. Put them in, rake them up into a pile and put them into your compost pile. So, Lizzie, we're going to talk next segment about frost blankets too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go ahead and do that. But we'll also, time for tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants, over. You don't need to be planting anymore. Now, if your tomatoes and peppers and eggplants are still producing and they're doing good, you don't have to pull them out. We're just letting you know that you're not going to get too many more because it's the time, the season is over. You could go ahead and just save those seeds up and replant in March. It's a good time to be planting herbs. This is a great season for herbs. And then also, December is a good month to test citrus varieties. Citrus is in the stores right now. See which ones you like the best. And if you're thinking about putting a citrus tree in your yard, you can go ahead and eat one of the fruits. See if that's the one you like. And this is a good time to plant, put a citrus tree in your yard this month. It'll be great. Also, to don't want to prune any deciduous fruit trees right now, and you can prune citrus. Wait till mid-February to do all that. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. That's 800-410-6385.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
Call 800-989-1647. 800-989-1647. That's 800-989-1647.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Better Lawns and Gardens. This is a great time for you to call in with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And we want to wish Howie a good morning. And he was talking about they've got frost blankets there in Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland.
Yes.
And that's important because you should have it on hand. I talk about this from October and November. Get your frost blankets in because It happens just like it did this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's 80 degrees one day, and it's going to be 30 degrees the next day.
Yes.
And when you want the frost blanket, you're not going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always buy it and just put it away. And you can use it year after year. It's not like you have to buy it new every year. So frost blankets will keep the plants, the tropical plants especially. That's what you want to cover, is your tropical plants, your palm trees that are going to suffer with a damage or freeze. And so you want to make sure you put the frost blanket all the way down to the ground. Just don't wrap the top of a tree or the top of the palm tree. You have to keep that heat in the plant all the way to the ground. So you either do that with, you can get pins, iron pins for putting it into the ground, or bricks or stones or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep that warm air around your plant. And it'll keep the plant about 4 to 8 degrees warmer. So that really makes a big difference when you're talking about Florida and a freeze. So, Howie and Peterson's Nursery, they have it there. So
yes, they do. And also, it was funny because anybody who listens to Good Morning Orlando, I had to have backup because I was being questioned about my little bit of knowledge on frost cloths is what I call them.
Yes.
And I was told there's no such thing. And so I said, oh, no, hold on. I will get the Teresa Watkins to call in and correct you all. And then the big question, I think really what it was, is can I just use a blanket? Can I just use some plastic? Can I use this? And what's the answer to that?
Well, one, you don't use plastic. Plastic does not help, okay? And can sometimes even make it worse. But the blankets, if you don't have anything else, yes, or sheets, but you got to make sure it gets down to the ground. And I prefer that you don't touch the leaves, because if your blanket freezes, if it gets really cold, and it did not this last time, but if it gets really cold and the leaves freeze, it's still doing the same damage. So you can put it over, make sure that capture that warm air. You can even put incandescent lights in underneath it, the old-fashioned Christmas lights, to add a little bit of extra warmth. It doesn't help with LEDs. LEDs don't put off any, emit any kind of heat. So, you could use incandescent lights, and that'll add another couple of degrees onto it. So, yes. Now, if you're using blankets and sheets and boxes, they have to come off every day. So, in the morning, you got to go out there and take it off and let the sunlight get through, let the water, get into the ground if we have rainfall. And you have to do it every day and then put it back on every night. Whereas with the frost blankets or the frost cloth, which you'd like to call it, you can leave it on for 10 days, 14 days,
yes,
and not take it off. It allows the water to get through. It allows the sunlight to get through. And it's a great, great garden tool.
Right. And that's what I was trying to explain to them. I'm like, look, we're Americans and we're very lazy. Okay, maybe not so much lazy. Everybody's very busy.
Yes.
So having to get up, give yourself that extra 10, 15 minutes to go outside to uncover everything that you don't want to. And then are you going to make it home in time before?
Put it back on again.
Correct. Yeah. So just save yourself the time. Go to Peterson's Nursery. Get yourself your frost blankets and get your stuff taken care of. Then you really don't have to stress over that.
Right, right. And make sure you wrap the tree, the palm tree. If you've got a Phoenix Robellini, Pygmy Date Palm, you need to wrap those, especially because those are going to get damaged. Queen palms, if they're too tall, there's nothing you can do about them, but they do freeze too as well. So you got to make sure you're planting the right plant in the right place. So if you get a palm tree or a plant that you really like that's tropical, that's going to suffer if we get a freeze, if it's not too expensive, if it's under like $50, no big whoop. You can go ahead and let it freeze and buy a new one, right? But if you're spending, $400, $500, or $600 for those four-headed pygmy date palms, that's a big investment. And if it's going to freeze in your area, you got to decide whether you want to make that investment or not. We do have palm trees that can take the cold temperatures, especially our state palm tree, our state tree, which is the cabbage palm, will grow all the way up through to North Carolina or South Carolina and the lower part of North Carolina. And it does fine in the cold temperatures. That's what you want to plant, cabbage palms.
Yep. And, you know, you can always, you know, go to the different Peterson's and go see Dana up in D-Land and ask them, you know, what do you have in stock or what can you get in stock? And suggest, because this is where I'm going to plant it, because they may have it actually in stock, so you don't have to run around to different places.
Right, exactly. No, Quality Green Specialists, too, will also be able to help you with the frost blankets and things like that. So give a big shout-out to Dana in DeLand there. Linda, Zone 8B, she has, 21 degrees when we started the program. Hmm. 21 degrees where Linda is in Zone 8B. It's got down to the lows of 19 where she is. And that's really, really, really cold.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
So, Linda, thank you for letting us know that. And she does remember snapdragons from her mother opening up the jaws of the snapdragon flowers.
Cool.
So that is cool. And then St. Petersburg's Times. Whenever we did not have sunshine, the St. Petersburg Times newspaper was always free that day. So that's when everybody had subscriptions to newspapers and things.
That is cool.
Isn't that fun that when we did not have any sunshine, if it was overcloudy, cast, the paper, newspaper was always free that day. So I do remember that, Linda. That is wonderful. So now Nick in Winter Park, he is wanting to know if he needs to bring his plants in. So you asked him, which was really good, thank you, what kind of plants, and he said he has lantana. Now, is it in a container, Nick? If it's in a container, you don't have to bring it in. Lantana is one of those plants that can handle the cold, but also, too, it'll die back, but it'll come back again. It'll recover. So, no, you don't have to bring that in. The other one sounds like a philodendron. It sounds like a monstera with the big leaves in the pot, and it will freeze, too, as well, but pretty much will recover. We haven't really had any long-term cold temperatures, cold freezes, that it's going to damage plants for a long time. So 1-888-455-2967. We have the top five coming up, my top five. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Boating in Florida, it's a year-round deal. But when alcohol is involved, the chances of disaster increase. When you drink and operate a boat, it doesn't just affect you. It affects your friends and the rest of the people around you. It violates Florida law to boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. But most importantly, it's a risk that can turn a great day into one to forget. To learn more about best practices while boating, visit myfwc.com.
This holiday season, make it memorable and safe. Celebrate responsibly and don't get behind the wheel if you're impaired. Plan ahead and designate a driver or use a rideshare service. If you spot an impaired driver, don't hesitate to dial *FHP. That's *347. Your call could save a life. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. For more tips, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help. And you need it now. Give us a call now and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is based on Christmas, and it's the top five plants with red flowers. And red is a natural combination with green. It's complementary. It's directly across from each other on the color wheel, so they look good together. And my first one is pentas. Red pentas. I love the original old-fashioned red pentas that don't have the white center. Butterfly and hummingbirds love them. They attract them. Pentas are easy care, no real pest problems, full sun. Second one is Louis-Philippe roses, also called the Florida cracker rose or cemetery roses because they were found growing after decades of being neglected in cemeteries. They're disease-resistant, good bloomers, easy care, and full sun. My third top five is canna lilies, the bulb, the iconic tropical flower for Florida gardens. The King Humbert variety is deep red with burgundy leaves, of course, full sun. And my fourth plant with red flowers, Ixora coccinea. It's a Florida favorite tropical plant. It blooms in sun, needs acidic soil, and we used to pull the stamens out of the plant flower to lick the nectar off of the stamen. And there's over 500 species of Ixoras. They're from India or Sri Lanka, and they need full sun. And my last top five favorite plant with red flowers, the Camellia yuletide. It's a Camellia japonica. It blooms red, and at Christmas time, yuletide, a great, great Florida favorite. So that's my top five. Thank you very much, Lizzie.
You used to do what to flowers?
Okay, so the Ixoras, when you go to them, they have the stamens coming out, and you just take the stamen. You can pull it right out, okay. This long, slender stamen, and then you just put it on the tip of your tongue, mm-hmm. and it tastes sweet.
Huh, okay.
It's got nectar on it. Yes. We used to do that as children. Oh. I don't do it so much as an adult.
My favorite thing was my dad worked down in Hialeah during the week on the railroad. And then when he would come back, he would bring, when it was like sugarcane season, he would bring me stalks of sugarcane to chew on.
And you just went around munching on it,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, and the grace of God, never had any dental problems. Who gives their kid sugarcanes just to chew on, really?
I love it. Sugarcane is wonderful to chew on, though. It really is. So we have 1-888-455-2967. We have a few more minutes left in this hour. And we have, let's see, wildflower seeds. Yes, you can plant wildflower seeds right now. And if you've got a weedy meadow area or a weedy area that you want to plant wildflower seeds, I would probably try and pull as much of the weeds out, get rid of the weeds before you plant your wildflower seeds. Just a little bit of a tip. Lantana, we talked about that. Pinky wants to know, and she is in Port Orange, wants to know if we should be pruning mulberries right now. Wait until the springtime, late winter, which is February, and then or early March, Pinky, it'll be the better time to go ahead and prune your mulberry.
Now, okay, right now we are in La Nina, right? Because we had El Nino, which hated us and brought the fires of hell all summer.
Yes.
The heat. And now it's really cold, so it's
La Nina is warm, but it's wet.
Okay.
Okay, so we're supposed to have a warm winter.
But that's not happening.
It didn't start out that way.
She's confused.
Yes, and so, but we're just, it's saying that we're not going to have all warm temperatures, but there'll be some freezes in between,
okay.
But it's going to be warmer than normal.
Okay, okay.
And it's just the air currents.
So I was wondering, how long does it last? Because if
they're saying it's going to last through about January, February. It's going to be a short La Nina season.
Okay.
So, which is good because we really need the rain.
Yeah, I didn't know if it affected maybe people pruning in February, April, if it's going to change that normal time that
no,
we would do it.
This
no,
this is Florida. We don't have that extreme kind of seasonal temperatures. It's not like up north where they'll get, 3 feet of snow in the end of February. No. So
thank God.
Yeah, really. So our cold is, we really have nothing to complain about. And so Charlotte in Plant City says, issue with older lemon tree. Almost all the leaves have turned yellow and are falling off. I suspect it's shock from the flooding that occurred during the hurricane. What do you think? I think so, too. We're going to see a lot of plants with the flooding that we had for the length of time that it was flooded, and the ground is still saturated now. So, turn your irrigation systems off. It's a good time of the year to do it, and only turn them on when you need to. And that would be, like I said, once every 10 to 14 days when the temperatures are averaging 60, 65 degrees, and you don't need to water often. Let that ground soak out. The good thing about it is the storms and the flooding, sad to say, refilled our aquifer. So our aquifer is pretty much full now. And so that's a good thing. So we just didn't get the storms during the summertime. They all came at the end of the fall.
Yeah.
So we're heading into our dry season with a good amount of water in the soil. So
good.
Just let your citrus tree dry out, and just let it dry out. Try not to irrigate it. And so citrus likes to be dry. It does not like any water. So we're going to see some rotting trees and things like that over the next few months, 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
That's going to be affected by the trees. So frost blankets. I said no plastic, but what about polypropylene? Well, that's what frost blankets are made out of. It's the polypropylene material, the fabric. And I'll be talking more about that in the next hour. So it's not necessarily a plastic. So it's more of a fabric. And you can see through it. You can see your fingers, your hands, your plants through it. So what else can you be doing in your landscape right now? You can be turning your compost piles. Go ahead and turn them over. Hopefully they're in full sun. They get the benefit of the heat of the sunlight in the wintertime to help you decompose. Do not prune your azaleas, camellias, or hydrangeas. Do not prune them. They do not need pruned. You're cutting off the blooms for the spring season. So no pruning azalea, camellias, or hydrangeas anymore. You can apply a slow-release fertilizer to your container plants for your annuals for winter feeding. And then this is a great time to plant camellias, especially when you can see the bloom. My favorite is pink perfection. And if anyone out there knows what the Fibonacci pattern is and the Fibonacci, the mathematics behind that, camellias, the pink perfection has a beautiful Fibonacci pattern. Also, too, if your Christmas cactus is dropping its buds, they will bloom again next year, but the rain, they don't like to be overwatered, and it'll cause them to rot. So no watering of your Christmas cactuses right now or your calanchos, okay? Let them go ahead and dry out. That will force them to bloom again. And what Christmas cactus? So if you have the forks, and you can see these on our Facebook website, our Facebook page on Better Lawns and Gardens, Thanksgiving Thanksgiving cactuses blooming at Thanksgiving time have little prongs on it that look like forks. So if you can eat a turkey with a fork, then it's blooming and it has forks on it, then it's going to be a Thanksgiving Christmas or a Thanksgiving cactus. If it has rounded edges like little Santa's belly, then it is a Christmas cactus. And then we have the Easter cactus, which we know is an Easter cactus because it blooms at Easter time in the mid-spring time period. So those are the ways you can tell if you have a Thanksgiving cactus, and then a Christmas cactus, or an Easter cactus.
They just lie to us and tell us it's all Christmas.
It is. They do.
Lies.
Because I got a Christmas cactus, and it's really a Thanksgiving cactus, but it's blooming now.
If nobody learns anything from Teresa, then y'all are really not ever listening. And you don't really have to listen. It just absorbs, believe it or not. And I was shocked last year when she told me, oh, no, that's a Thanksgiving cactus. What? What do you mean that's a Thanksgiving cactus? And then she sent me the picture, and she was right.
So the forks mean Thanksgiving. The rounded edges, the rounded belly means Santa Claus Christmas cactus. And blooming at Easter means Easter cactus. So real easy way to do that. This is a time you can go ahead and plant your amaryllis bulbs and white narcissus, and they will do really well. So amaryllis. So Tony has fallen in love with amaryllis. We sent some amaryllis up to Tony's mom, Mame, and so she is getting amaryllis for her birthday. Today is December 7th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, so it's her birthday today, Mame. We love you. And we'll see you soon. We're coming up for Christmas. But it's also December 7th. So I'd like to say, you know, to the veterans out there, we're thinking of everyone on this day. It's a good day to remember and just, you know, give a little prayer for all of those people who gave up their lives for, you know, our country. So we're going to be right back with the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm really excited. We're going to talk to Annalise Valdez, who is a dynamo, and she has wonderful all-American quality products that every gardener should have. So it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
You know, I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho-ho-ho.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM.